Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha, how are we doing? Happy
Doing
Friday night.
okay. I was going to try to pull an April Fool's Day prank, but I'm not really
I'm
good
so
at
ready for
those.
this whole April Fool's Day shit to be over. I'm so tired of reading everybody's stupid things on Facebook. Like, I know I could just not look at Facebook, but
You could. That's something you could choose not to do.
you know, people are announcing these things and then they get all these comments and then they're like, it's just a, you know, like, well, what did you expect? You know, like, I'm getting all these messages and texts and concerned calls. It's like, right, because you posted something
Asshole.
alarming, you dummy. And
Yeah, I know.
now,
You
or
can't
people
go
are,
that route. You just have to be playful,
yes,
nothing
be playful,
serious.
but I think they think they're being playful, but they're like, well, I don't want people to think my business is closing. It's like, well, why
Dick.
did you post that? You know, like, people are very literal and not everybody's as
Yeah.
aware of the calendar as
And
you
we're
might
all
be.
sort of in crisis mode still, I think,
All the time,
all the
all the
time.
freaking
No, mine
time.
was going to be fairly innocent. I was going to say, you know what I would love to hear about today, Gia? I would love to hear about staghorn ferns.
Well,
April Fools.
it's so funny you say that because there was a good Instagram
No, it
post.
was a joke. It was a joke, Gia.
I
That
know.
was it.
And
That
the
was the
joke
beginning
is,
and the end
I'd
of it.
like to talk about them.
It's been a while. I was thinking, I need to thank Gia because I haven't heard about plants in quite a long time.
You know, I was just attending a little retirement party for a nice lady in our park here,
Yeah.
and they had a cake, a lovely cake. I know you like
Okay.
cake.
I do like
And it was
cake. Yeah. Okay. I'm listening.
decorated with
Oh,
frosting
no.
succulents. Like,
Yeah.
it's like a thing. I don't
It
know.
is a
And they
thing. It
saved them.
is a thing. I watch a lot of baking shows, and there's some people who can do some magnificent succulents
Yeah.
with icing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, this is
That's, I
pretty
guess,
nice.
that is the kind of succulent I can get behind.
Yeah, a sugar
A
succulent. Yeah.
sugar succulent,
But they didn't
succulent
let
that you
any
can
of us
eat.
eat it. I mean, we ate the cake.
Really?
No, I mean, we ate the cake, but they took the little succulents off and put them, I don't know what they were going to do with
Still,
them.
I feel like maybe you need to choose your friends more carefully.
Well, these are my neighbors, and not
Well,
always,
maybe
just not always one and the same, you
move.
know, because
I
it's
know,
kind of like that saying
yeah,
that,
good fences or
yeah,
good
that one
succulents,
too.
good
I was
frost.
thinking that like all cactus are succulents, but not all succulents are cactus, you know? Can we
Jeez.
work the neighbor thing in somehow? Like no, I guess that doesn't even work.
No, it
All
doesn't. It
neighbors,
doesn't,
all
Gia.
friends are neighbors, but
Maybe
not all
let's
neighbors
jump
are
off this
friends.
ride.
All right, sorry. Yeah.
My fault. I opened the door. I'm sorry,
You really
everyone. I'm
did. You really
sorry.
did.
The
Yeah,
joke
we don't
was
have
on
any
me
April Fools.
today.
The April Fool's joke is that we're going to talk about some really important stuff with some deep, insightful
Nobody would
observations.
buy
Ha
that. Good one. Good one, Gia.
Never going to happen, my friend.
Yeah, let's hurry up and get to today's episode before I forget everything.
Okay. Well, don't we have a few? Today was
Yeah.
Friday.
Do you
Yeah, we have
remember
like,
anything from before today?
well, no.
Yeah,
But,
that's what I thought. I figured we'd start with today and then maybe some things would come to mind and pop into our
Okay.
little noggins here.
All right.
We
Well,
do
what do
have
you
some
want to say?
interesting, well, there's some interesting new developments, I think, some
Yep.
new people added to the mix.
Yep.
That
Yep.
guy who was sort of threatening Alexis Brendan.
Right. Who I didn't know who he was,
I did
when he
kind of
handed that.
vaguely remember that he was mean to her when Neil had died, but I
But
don't
did
think
you
I
know
would
he
have.
was right off the
Well,
bat?
no. But when they showed that sort of flashback, I was like, oh yeah.
Right.
And sometimes I'm like, I still don't remember, so.
But what you know, Alexis's shortcomings and various errors in judgment have all been pretty much put in the public eye at this point. Like, what could he have on her that he's gonna?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like he's turning into sort of a thug, right? He just wants like muscle his way into
Money
some
or
sort of arrangement, whether or not he has anything on her.
And what is it he thinks she has? I mean, I imagine she's somewhat well off, but it's not like she's
Yeah, he must think she's more well off than he is, and maybe he thinks just he can play on her guilt, over Neil. I don't know,
And then
but
the other, of course, big Neil development is it makes me sad because I feel like
yeah,
not the direction I wanted Harmony's character to go
in. I know, you want her to end up in Alexis.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to redeem yourself from, actual murder.
Yeah, murder's a tough one to come back from,
But they all
have. Everybody has killed someone in Port Charles.
No, I can't believe we haven't killed anybody yet, you know?
Maybe we have, maybe with boredom or something.
Yeah, with kindness. No, probably boredom. More likely it's boredom.
Yeah. And we wouldn't know, I guess, you know. It would be a tough thing to trace back to us.
Yeah. although I am complicit in the murder of a mourning dove.
I know you need to work through that, but I have my own haunting images of a murder of a mourning dove. I can't go through that again.
Sorry. That'd be a good name for a novel, though. The Murder of a Mourning Dove.
It would be, sure. Yeah, a good mystery novel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little noir.
Right. You love the noir.
Yeah, so... Okay, so get back to Harmony.
Harmony.
So we're supposed to believe that she's there, like Alexis is asleep also, and Harmony's just in the room with them, and nobody wakes up, and she's able to...
That was hard to buy. Yeah, didn't it look like Neil was the only one in bed, or was Alexis in bed too?
I couldn't tell either.
We have to ask ourselves, what is the motivation? Was it for Shiloh? Maybe because Neil was like a cult buster sort of a guy.
Yeah, you know, it has to be for somebody because she's kind of like Brad.
Brad,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I was just gonna say that. She's
always having to do somebody else's bidding, you know, and she wants to be a good person, but she's.
Yeah, and somehow thinks she still is a good person in a way, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you think she thinks she is, or she thinks she's just getting by as best she can?
Yeah, you're always going to give her the benefit of the doubt, aren't you?
I think I am.
You like the long dark hair or something?
I don't know. Team Harmony. She looks kind of like Cher.
She does look like Cher, and we both have a soft spot for Cher, so we don't have to go into that. But.
You more than me, perhaps. I've never seen a stronger imitation than that night when.
Thank you.
Came out of your coma and started belting Gypsy Tramps and Thieves.
Well, you know.
Shocking. It was shocking.
Powerful song.
Really is.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Harmony likes to pose as a decent person, you know, to get what she wants, kind of. Which, there's a lot of that going around.
Were you talking about Nina or Harmony?
Yeah, I know. I was just, as I was saying that, I was thinking Nina's doing the same thing, but Harmony sort of poses. Doesn't she, as somebody who's sort of redeemed, you know, herself and grown as a person?
I think she's trying. I'm trying to figure out my defense. I think she's trying. I think Nina's not trying at all.
Nina is she's just flip-flopping, and when she was attacking Willow when she was talking to Harmony, I was like, what the fuck is going on with Nina now?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, and then just the cray-cray that shot through her when she went after Carly at the yoga studio.
And wasn't it nice to see the yoga studio back?
Yeah.
With people so uptight and angry. That's the most hostile yoga studio.
Yeah.
I know.
The instructor never shows up, and then she shows up and leaves. And
everybody's just beating each other with their mats and their things.
Yeah.
That could turn into quite a cat fight in that room.
Yeah, it's funny. But yeah, Nina's like on a tear right now or something.
And it's all in the name of Wiley, but more and more.
Not really.
Yeah. And Carly picked up on that. But I think Carly, where is this going to go?
Carly hit the nail on the head with the whole, it's just symbolic for you. You're not really thinking of that real child, you know. And
right,
what's best
right.
For you,
but, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I bet I like that Maxie kind of
Maxie.
Now I got to not go, you know, I got to leave too. You know.
It was on the verge of getting in shape, but thanks a lot, Nina.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
But to get back to your question about Harmony, that's good that you actually followed through with a a potential motive there.
Yeah.
With the Shiloh thing, because I didn't even take it that far. I'm just like, why the hell?
I still don't even know if I think that's the reason, but that was the only thing I could think of for why she would feel like she needs to kill Neil.
Yeah, I was still wondering about Cyrus somehow, but I wouldn't know what the angle would be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was pushing drugs at the time, and
right,
she was
right.
working for him on some level, right?
Was she? That's what I can't remember.
And I don't remember what that
was.
This is
what happens when the pacing is so spread out. There's my stupid other phone.
Could you throw that across the room, maybe?
Walgreens. What do you want, Walgreens?
See, this is why we can't ask people to pay us for this. maybe Walgreens would pay us.
They're probably like, we're having a sale on Prevagen if you'd like to pop by.
Get a deal on a case of it.
Prevagen is the ones that has these ads where it's just like these kind of baddie seeming people. I've been taking it for years and I really feel sharp.
I know. The only word you know is sharp.
Yeah. And they give no like scientific studies or anything. It's just
a hunch.
Taking it. And I feel like I'm remembering
else has
a lot
told
more.
Me I'm sounding more sharp. Yeah. But I have a hunch that I am. If they made it into a gummy, I would think about it.
Yeah,
and when Lucy was freaking out about getting gummies, I thought, wow, Lucy is listening to our podcast. Hello, Lucy. We're big fans. Big fans. You're looking fantastic.
She always looks fantastic. I don't think she actually eats gummies. I think she's probably. I'm guessing she's a real like protein and in the gym all
she's
the time.
She's probably very disciplined,
That physique going. I crumbled this afternoon in the face of a big foil pan of mac and cheese and a sheet cake from Sam's covered in chocolate.
Oh, you're speaking my language. Yeah. Yeah.
And a nice sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah. I transitioned from gummy vitamins over to just gummies, thinking that would be safer than OD'ing on vitamins. But, you know, then I eat so many that like my tongue starts to get numb, and that seems like that's probably bad too. So I need some help. God. I need some help, Gia. I'm fucked up.
I've never heard of that symptom, but okay.
I got them at TJ Maxx, and it's always dicey buying food.
Yeah, I don't know if they're really a good source for anything food.
Probably not. Yeah.
It always
who knows what they're supposed to taste like. Yeah.
The packaging is always attractive in there, but it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a grocery store.
I guess not. Okay.
Anyway, okay. So the motivation could be connected Cyrus,
to Shiloh or Cyrus. Yeah.
But everybody knows that it's not, she's not acting of her own volition there. It's not.
We're pretty sure she's not. Yeah. Because she did seem a little bit haunted by it.
Unless somehow could he be tied into the Willow storyline that, you know, like, could
Neil?
He know something about, yeah, I don't know. I'm reaching here.
He was helping them get Christina back.
Right.
That did sort of go against like Shiloh and Harmony's sort of mission. I don't know where Willow.
No, I'm just wondering if there was
into that.
I mean, like a whole separate. Like she's trying to cover up the fact that Willow is not her daughter, and I'm thinking could Neil be somehow connected to that?
Yeah.
Storyline with Nina and I don't know.
Yeah. And then I was thinking also when Nina was being so awful to Harmony, if we're thinking that Willow is actually Nina's daughter,
right?
Then she said all these bad things about her. And I kind of like that Nina went back to when Willow was the teacher for Charlotte and how she was
so awful to her.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, so you haven't forgotten how terrible you were.
She was just a nightmare. Yeah,
she was. So I don't
know. I remember all that, you know, how close she was to Charlotte and she was going to stay in her life. And it's like, that's all out the window. You know, that, I mean, I know that's not, that's pretty par for the course on a soap opera. They all, children are very symbolic on soaps, you know.
Yeah, they're sort of vehicles sometimes.
Yeah. But there's been no, it's not like they're hanging out and she's mothering Charlotte and there's
Yeah, like, so if she did ever get like Wiley back into her life, you can bet that she would hardly ever be seen with him.
Yeah. Anyway, so okay, so Harmony, so we kind of unpacked that a little bit.
That's
another one of those like adulting phrases. I'm going to make a little pamphlet of adulting phrases that I hate. Just all of them.
As long as Bag of Dicks isn't in there.
No, that would be a whole different pamphlet. But, you know, all these kind of, I don't even know what how you describe these phrases, but.
Yeah, they're like sort of like, you know, like something is in your wheelhouse. That's another one that all of a sudden seemed to be everywhere. Like
in your wheelhouse. Moving forward.
Yeah, leaning into.
Leaning into, unpack.
Yeah.
You know, you ask somebody talk about issues around that. It's like, what does that mean? Just gobbledygook. Makes you sound like you know what you're doing or something. I don't know.
Well, we're not going to do that here.
No, but we did unpack a few things.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So we also had some interesting sort of movement with Sunny. And we saw Brick. It's always fun to see Brick in town.
Oh, Brick was back. Yep, styling. Styling.
And I kind of like that he acknowledged, you know, that he was still missing Carly, you know, because he was
that all... Brick was missing Carly.
Yeah, Brick. Like
Carly. Oh, yeah, because he had the hots for Carly.
He did.
They should let them have a relationship and let Sunny explode about that. That would be interesting. And then we asked him if he wanted to like be his new Jason. I thought, maybe is he coming on full time? Is he leaving
the ESPN or
world?
Something? Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be exciting.
It would be. It would be interesting. An interesting move trajectory career-wise.
People wouldn't have thought, but you know, maybe he just loves it. You know, like
maybe
just do what you love, man.
Sure. It's nice.
Like. When you find out what color your parachute really is.
I think you went just a little too far there, Gia. What do you think about Sonny? I do think this is sort of classic Sonny, that he's kind of got Esme in his crosshairs now. But what do you think of his approach?
Oh, well, it's a typical thug stuff, but but it never, but like, remember how like constantly it seemed like in the past, Sonny and Jason were like about to kill somebody, about to take care of somebody or whatever euphemism they would use, but it never actually happened, you know? And so I thought a bit of an empty threat, because what's he actually going to do to her?
And I kind of feel like, of all people, she could be a dangerous one for him to mess with, you know? Because she doesn't quite know what she should be afraid of.
Yeah, she's a real snake in the grass for sure.
And
you know, and she's got, like, I'm wondering, are we moving towards a murder mystery here?
Because we're sort of naming all the potential suspects.
Everybody in town is going to be gunning for her before you know it.
Right.
And somebody even said something about killing her, right? But then they were like joking or something. I can't remember.
Joss. Didn't Joss say that?
Somebody did. Yeah. And I was like, oh, are we headed towards that? You know, like, find out which side of the river she'll end up on.
Oh, it'll be the Pennsylvania side.
Pennsylvania side. And Ava's, you know, in a similar vein, kind of like, I'm going to take care of her. And she doesn't always travel on the right side of the law.
No, she doesn't. I kind of like that she's sort of developing these working relationships with people who before now have hated her, you know?
Right. Yeah, like, and also just, you know, like we were saying about Carly being friends with all her former enemies, you know, like
yeah.
seeing them sitting there going over the
Right,
schedule.
right for Avery.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of funny.
Yeah, and I like it when Ava says, you know, Carly, Avery really loves her time with you. You know, I think that's very big of her to say that.
You're a softie at heart, aren't you? Really a
well, a little bit, yeah. But there's something about that, like those moments where people who are sort of arch enemies kind of come together. That it makes
greater me, good.
Yeah, yeah. You
feel a
makes
warm.
Me feel like there's hope.
Time.
You know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Let's see. What else happened? We
well,
saw
we had the whole Trina trial, the hearing.
Trina.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. I was very afraid she was going to plead guilty, I have to say. I mean, I didn't.
Oh, I knew she wouldn't.
I didn't think she would, but then in my mind, I was thinking so many bad things could be happening to her, all because of what Esme set in motion, you know, like if she went to jail or whatever.
I thought it was a big omission or a weird move to not have Taggart. Like, where's Taggart? Like, Taggart was there.
Yeah.
Like, do
yeah.
you know what Taggart's doing these days?
No, he just.
I mean, I know it's a fake world, but is he, like, does he have a job of any kind?
Not that I know of.
Wouldn't he be at that courthouse
yeah.
and everything? Like, you why would Curtis so, yeah. be the one, you know, Curtis right. and, what's her name? Instead of her
Portia.
Father.
Yeah.
Portia,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Seemed like a weird.
Yeah, there are plenty of instances like that where like some key character is just absent, you know, or more than one person, and that seems to be the sort of the norm.
I mean,
now.
I don't know. I'm sure he's not full time contract and everything, but maybe they could have handled it with a reference to, you know, your dad wanted a beer, but whatever,
you know, right,
whatever.
Like,
they
had enough money for four
actors. He can't have self-awareness like that, but somehow explain why he wouldn't have been there. It seemed weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What
else did we have? We had the Smoltz reporter back for a little.
I know, he's like a bad penny. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back.
Well, I thought we had kind of an interesting parallel to the real world with, you know, what everybody cannot stop passing judgment on, talking about the Will Smith slap and Michael smacking down Smoltzy, and I thought, you know, do we have any kind of parallel here, like with you know, do you give Michael a pass because he was defending his sister?
Right. You know, exactly. That you're right. That's a good parallel. And when Michael and Willow were last, they were what, at the Metro Court eating or something?
They were eating at the Metro
Court. They couldn't have been less interesting, I didn't think, you know?
They're a very tiresome couple. And I don't know what happens when these characters kind of... Is it just because they... The whole interesting part of their relationship was when they weren't together and they had all these obstacles to their being together, and then those things are resolved.
Yeah. And they had a common enemy and Nell and all that other stuff. Yeah, maybe.
And now it's, I don't know.
But it is about time for Willow to sort of start to die. So
right, we're gearing up for that next, so we'll have that. We'll have that. But yeah, they're really... if they're not boring, then they're just self-righteous and unbearable.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They vacillate between those two,
things.
And, it's interesting that people that, do the right things and are, you know, like better, what, I don't know what you call them, better citizens maybe than like, say Sunny or whatever, but you can have less sympathy for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's something inherently unlikable about the character, you know?
Like,
why don't I like you? I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, really... or they seem a little too one-dimensional, I guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And then you think about Sonny, like, and still somehow being a mobster, you kind of wonder, so what is his business now, you know? What does he make money at, you know?
Oh, well, coffee, of course. I mean,
I know, but beyond, like,
yeah.
what's his illegal business if it's not drugs,
Right, if it's not
or
drugs, what
human
do mobsters,
trafficking, you know?
what other things do mobsters mob? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about the crime world. I'm guessing they have their fingers in every little pie
Maybe.
going. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I guess that'll start popping up again now if we've got Brick and Selena in the mix.
Yeah, the woo is
All of
coming
that,
back and
the Woo
stuff. Yeah,
family. Yeah.
woo. And
Yeah.
do you think, are we gearing up for some Jason return with the soul, like, the
Yeah.
suspect soul, him being declared dead by Monica and,
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And I do you think, like, Selena, is she someone Sonny can trust, do you think?
Well, she did Jason and Carly a good turn
Yeah.
on
A
their
little bit of,
wedding, so they did kind of owe her for that. But I don't know about trust because I don't know. She's ruthless, obviously. I wouldn't say she's a good person, but
I wonder, like, if the mob stuff is going to heat up, is it going to be some other outside family besides hers, you know?
Yeah, like, are we just down to two families now? There were five
There
families,
were
and
five,
now just
yeah.
two because they.
I don't even think I'm that interested. I don't really like the mob violent stuff. That just, you know, it's not as interesting to me as these little, like, personal relationships and stuff, you know. And speaking of that, we did have during this week, we had a little bit more with Chase in Brooklyn and
Yeah, and it's lucky for them that I find them both so very likable because
Yeah, if they're both going to be as softball players.
this cutesy-wootsy, like, oh, a misunderstandings before they can get together. It's like, eye roll.
And
It's so
she's too
cliché, but
forward generally to be so, you know,
to believe that she'd be like,
timid that way.
but they'll get them together and that'll be sweet. It'll be very cute and sweet.
And I don't like to speak ill of Maxie, but I thought her lipstick color choice was not working for her.
Okay, I didn't notice it.
When they were speaking about the IPO,
Okay, what color
yeah, it
was
was
it?
like
Was
a
it a
sort of
purple or something?
orangey
Orange, okay.
color.
Is it making the teeth look bad or something? I find if I ever try to wear a lipstick, it's like, oh, your teeth are like, look, you look like a horse now. Just
It
sort
was
of
just such an
highlights the.
unnatural kind of a color. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, other than
I'll give
that,
you
love
that.
to see.
Okay.
Oh, and I always love to see Maxie. But also, Sunny was wearing a blue jacket recently.
Yeah, that was a little out of character, wasn't
That was
it?
like a Scotty kind of a wardrobe
Yeah.
choice,
Oh,
you
yeah, we
know?
had some Scotty, and I
We
just
had some
enjoy
Scotty.
him very much. Yeah.
I know. It's Beth. It's so great when he has a foil to play off of, or
Yeah.
like if he's with Liesl or something, you know. It seems like we're getting a little bit short change with Scotty.
Now, you've been a more of a lifelong viewer. When he was back in the day, like when he and Laura were a couple, like when he was a young law school student, was he like he is today? Like, did he have that kind of delivery, his line delivery and his phrasing?
No, he had, I think, probably slightly more of a filter, but he was the reason I started watching because I thought he was so cute.
Yeah, well, and he was, but I mean, he's, speaking of noir, I mean, he's kind of like a CE doll, hey, doll face, I can hear him kind of doing that sort of stuff, like he's a caricature almost of that at this point. I just thought, was he doing that as a young man? Because that would be very odd,
I don't think so. I don't think so. He was more focused, a
He
little
was
bit
more of a
more
straightforward, like,
normal.
leading man. Yeah. Because he was the big rival to Luke all those years,
Yeah,
right? Early on.
he was like the sensible choice, I guess.
So he couldn't have been just a comic.
No, I don't
He
think
had to be
so.
more of a straight man at
No,
that point,
now
I
it's like they've
assume.
sort of unleashed him and let him.
Yeah,
It
they're
seems
letting
like
him
he's
go.
ad-libbing half the time, which
Yeah.
is fun.
Yeah, I enjoy him.
Yeah.
What else did we have going on? No, I'm sorry. I'm being very dull here, and I don't even have any like sort of outside world stuff to. My big
Well,
parallel between the slap was all really all I had.
Yeah.
But I think I found both Michael and Will Smith equally annoying in that moment.
I agree. Yeah.
It's like the whole like, and for me, there's a lot of different angles you can talk about these issues, you know, and I've heard and seen every single one. But what struck me was like this whole concept of like chivalry and
Yeah, I don't think that was it at all, what he was doing at all. I don't think it was
men
chivalry.
defending women is so tiresome to me. It's like,
No.
defend yourself, you little turd, you know, like, I don't know. I just,
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing. But
yeah.
the only
Anyway.
thing that I was a little upset by was that Chris Rock is really, really funny, and I didn't think that was one of his better jokes. So,
It was a very poor joke, but yeah. But and I did see a funny bit by your main comic, Bob
Oh,
Marley,
Bob
where
Marley, yeah.
he was wearing like a big helmet and talking about, you know,
Yeah. Well,
having to
yeah,
go
you
out
do.
and
Right?
suited
You
up,
think
you know.
about all these comedians now who probably like they know like sort of the understanding you have like when you're joking with people, especially in a setting like that, you know, that you shouldn't have to worry about getting punched.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate in these turbulent times we're living in. It seems like once somebody sort of opens the door to that level of bad behavior, that it emboldens others to, you know, think that's okay or something. And I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking back to, and I don't watch any of this stuff, and I didn't watch Ricky Gervais,
Oh, I love him.
but he's merciless, you know.
He
Like,
is. He is.
it's
Yeah,
like, oh
he
my God, you know.
yeah, he's had people give him like the look that would kill a normal person.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care, but it's like, wow, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. People have bad days, whatever, but it's
Yeah, that seems like he was sort of like overcompensating for something.
something. He had a moment with his bad self there,
And
but
plus she's a beautiful woman, and clearly she was, you know, not hiding herself there.
No, and but also clearly a very strong person that, you know, like I don't know. I guess it's the latent feminist in me that's like, oh, I just like the that sort of caveman antics of what you imply to me is that you think I can't defend myself. You think I'm not a strong, you know, equal to you in every way. I
And
don't
I
know.
think she looked pissed at the at an earlier joke that one of the hostesses
Oh, really? Did you actually watch this? Were you one of the people that actually watched this?
I started to, but it was a little too painful for me, and I just couldn't. Yeah, you get to a point where you realize these people are all sort of convinced that they are kind of more important and at the same time regular like the rest of us, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, well, we just got way too serious.
A little bit,
Oh man.
And we didn't really add anything to the conversation about
No. Oh my gosh, there's been so much
the
conversation about it and around it and everything. What
Well,
else do we want to say about hospital? Esme, just insufferable at every turn.
and now that she's at Windermere, and
Yeah.
also, I wish we had gotten to this sooner. When Spencer went to visit Trina.
Oh my God. I like could have throttled him at that point. Like,
Yeah, it's
are
like,
you serious?
really?
Like, no.
Yeah,
Are
that
you
was
serious?
unbelievable. Like,
I know.
man, as if she wasn't like suffering enough for everything she's done
Yeah.
to
And
be
then
his
he, yeah.
friend. What
I
it did.
mean, he and Nicholas are starting to look really dumb at this point. Really dumb.
Maybe that's part of what we're supposed to, you know, see.
So, yeah, I'm glad Ava walked in and, you know, because Ava's like Carly and Joss in that she's like, oh no. He's like, oh no, you are not going there with me, you know. She's like sees right through Esme right from the get go. And like I think her first conversation with Esme, I think she had her guard up, you know.
I think so too, yeah.
And so hopefully she'll be able to
I know.
But I don't know. She like Esme might I wouldn't put it past Esme to be like chucking her over the parapet again or something. Or, you know,
it's
like,
been a while since like, somebody been thrown off the parapet.
Taking a dive off the parapet. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Esme's. I'm thinking if they're going the way they went with Nell, you know, they're going to like just play this out till there's a death.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure how much patience I have to watch.
Yeah. It's very hard to watch.
She's creating.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And when is the Ryan piece of it going to be connected again, you know?
I have to wonder, like, when the Neil thing came back up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's rules about this or anything, but it really seems like they retroactively go, oh, hey, let's have Harmony, you know, like it's not plotted out.
Right, right. Yeah. You know? They just insert a new piece of
history. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that seems a little like cheap or something.
Yeah.
It was so long ago.
It was so long, but it also kind of made me sad because it sort of reminds you that Neil was a decent guy. He was a good character. And, you know, they're acting like, you know, he is one of these people who's actually going to stay dead. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all I can think is he must have gotten some better gig somewhere else and you know, had to go quick. But,
Hopefully it was his choice. Yeah.
Maybe they're rebooting Atlantis or something, Stargate.
maybe.
Let's get the team together. But yeah, it just seems like, oh, well, that just seems cheap and easy to like retroact. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But, and also just made me sad because it's like, oh, does that mean Harmony's dispensable too? Because how are we going to, you know?
Yeah, that all could blow up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So that'll be.
We'll be watching.
Yeah, we'll be watching. We'll enjoy.
We'll be
that.
Watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I apologize for not having any magic today. I'm not sure where it went.
Well, maybe we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning, so maybe that saps your.
Yeah, I guess I am gonna have to update my phone. I keep trying to ignore those because I feel like they're trying to make me get a new phone or something, aren't they? Somehow.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
I will update right after we hang up here and everything will be
okay, dear.
Back up to snuff.
All righty.
Well, thanks for listening, people, if you did. Yeah. And we'll try to be more entertaining next time.
I don't know if we should make promises like that anymore.
Okay.
We'll
just talk, whatever happens.
Yeah, okay. All right, Gia.
All right, you have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk next week sometime.
Yeah, okay, dear. Goodbye.
Okay, see you.